So it's good to see everybody. We are ready to do lesson 3 of 4. So we're halfway there. Tonight we're going to get a little more into song leading, a little more that direction. So up to this point, it's just been trying to get some of the music basics down. We still have a couple more of the music basics to get down. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But then tonight, I want to move more into song leading, okay? So a little more specific. So, quick review. 4 spaces, 5 lines. That's called the what? That's a what? A staff. And what is this sign? Treble clef. Yep, that's right. So there's a treble clef. And I've erased it, but there's a treble clef and what other kind of clef? A bass clef, right? And so when you look at our songbook, treble clef on the top, bass clef on the bottom, and the words, the verses are usually in the middle. Okay? Don't have to be, but it just makes it easy because you can kind of see and you don't have to jump your eyes very far. The treble clef, typically, who sings the notes on the treble clef, typically?
Women.
The women, right? So these are the females, and the males typically sing on the bass clef. Unless you're leading the song. If you're leading the song, if you're the song leader, usually, unless it has a bass lead, so like Sing Hallelujah to the Lord, the first one I sang this morning, I actually was singing on the bass clef for the lead through the whole song. Okay, but 95% of the time when you lead singing, you're going to sing the soprano line. And what's the soprano line on the treble clef?
Top.
It's the top. So you have soprano at the top, that's the top line, and the next line,
alto.
Alto, and on the bass clef, the top line,
tenor,
bass. And bass. Mama sang bass. Okay, all right. And then we have our notes, right? And that note that is right in the middle of the two staffs is middle C. It's exactly right. So that's middle C, which is erased. We had it on here at one point. But it's C, and then D, E, F, G, and then it starts over. It only goes up to G, right? A through G. There's no H. And then it just starts over again, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, just keeps going, okay? There's flats, there's sharps. A flat, if something is a flat, what does that mean?
It's a half step
lower, it's flat, right? Flat. And not every note has a flat. I don't know why, okay? But there's A flat, there's E flat. I don't think there's like F flat. Okay, there's a B flat, right? And then there's a sharp. And what is a sharp?
Half step up.
Okay, a half step up. And what does a sharp look like?
Pound sign.
That's right, pound sign or a hashtag, right? So when you see a hashtag by a note, that means it's a half step up from where it normally is. Okay, if you see a flat, which is almost like a little B, it means it's a half step down. Okay, one thing just to keep, because I know the notes and the types of notes, so forget the tone, the types of notes get a little mind-numbing with the time signatures, okay, if you're not used to it. What's important to know, a whole note, half note, right, is a whole with a stem on it. A quarter note, an eighth note, because an eighth is a quarter with a flag on it. And a 16th is a quarter with what?
Two
flags. And a 32nd is a quarter with
three
flags. Okay? The thing to know is regardless of the time signature, a half note is always half of a whole note. So always think of them as relative to each other in the song. So relative to each other in the song, It's going to take two half notes to make a whole note. It's going to take four quarter notes to make two half notes, right? An eighth note is half of a quarter, so you need two eighth notes to make up one quarter note. Okay, that relationship is always true. What gets confusing is which of these notes gets the beat. Okay? So when we talked about time signatures, the time signatures are found where?
The first of the first line near the treble.
Okay. It's on the staff, right? The treble. It's on the treble clef on the staff. And it'll usually like be in here, right? So you'll see where it says 4-4. Now, what is the top number?
4 beats. 4 beats
in a measure. Right? And what's a measure?
One line.
Okay? So when you're looking across the staff, you will see a line. And then you'll see another line. Between the two lines is a measure. It's a measure of music. Okay? It's a measure. And so this top part of the signature, time signature, tells you there are 4 beats in the measure. The tricky part is which note gets a beat. And somebody asked me a very good question on my way out last week. What is a beat? Okay, we're not talking about the red horrible things that you eat at times, okay? So think of a metronome, okay, like on the piano. I don't know if any of you, I barely remember those, but people who have pianos or they do, you know, it's a little tick, 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 tick. Okay, that's the beat, right? The song leader also does the beat. So tick, 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 tick. Now, I could be going 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and it could be every time I do that, we sing a quarter note. Quarter note, 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 quarter note. That's how fast we're supposed to be going, is singing the equivalent of a quarter note. If it's 4-2 time, what note gets the beat? This thing gets the beat, a half note. So now we're doing the same thing, except now it's half note, 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 half note. But if it's written in quarter notes, you're going a lot faster. Okay, now I am going to blow your mind, because now you're going a lot faster, because every one of these is a half note. And if it's all quarter notes, so that's how they tell you this song's faster. Okay? If every one of these is a 16th note, then it's going to go slow. Okay? It's a slower song the way that it's sung. Okay? Don't have to get into all that now. But time signatures, okay? Time signatures are important. There are notes, and at notes we sing or play, right? But we sing. And then there are what? Rests. And what are rests? It's quiet time, okay? You're in timeout during a rest, okay? Now, what kinds of rests are there? There's a half rest. What other kind?
Quarter.
A quarter rest? A whole rest? An eighth rest? A 16th rest? A 32nd rest? Okay. It's just like the notes. There's the same rests as there are notes. So you can stop singing, right? You're silent during a rest. Now, a whole rest, I need to make sure I get this right. Yeah, a whole rest Is that Lisa? A whole rest, okay, looks like what? It's the line, and it looks like they call it a hat. It's filled in. It's hanging off the bottom of the line. It's the same as four beats or four quarter notes. So just as long as you would sing this note, you would be quiet. And you think of, you know, it's the big one. It's the whole note. I always think of it because it's so big. It's kind of fat, heavy. It, like, you know what I mean? It like hangs off the, it hangs on the line. Okay? The half rest sits on top of the line. Looks like the same thing, like a little hat. It's an upside down hat. That's two beats. And it, you are quiet half the time. Then there's an eighth. Turn to 614. Turn to 614. We sang this morning. Okay. An eighth looks something like that. That's a, oh, I mean a quarter, sorry.
Oh,
no, hold on. I'll mess myself up. What's that? I'm sorry.
For the half, is it is supposed to be colored hand?
Yes.
Okay.
So look at 614. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. See that at the beginning of the measure, so not the 16th rest that's there, but there's a little hat right there. That's two beats. See, that's a half rest. You see that does everyone see that on the treble clef? So you see the time signature, 4-4. Then I haven't showed you this yet, but then there's a 16th rest, and then the start of the measure. And at the start of the measure, that little hat, that's a two-beat rest. That's a half rest. If it was below the line, it would be a whole rest. Okay? So now, see the half rest, look right to the right, see that, in the, you know, thing that looks like whatever it is, that, I can't draw that, okay? But that is a quarter rest, that's one beat. And then you have an eighth rest. And then what you saw there at the beginning of it, right, is a 16th rest. So it's the same thing with the flags, just how many flags it has. One is always eighth, two is always 16th, three would be 32nd. So when you look at, so you understand that? You see the, do you understand the rest? Really? Get the rest? Okay, so they're, you just have to remember what they look like. The one hanging is the big one. It's equivalent to a whole, a half, a quarter, an eighth, a 16th. And so at the beginning here, so when humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, number 614 at the beginning, who's singing? That's why you wait. If you're a female, if you're singing soprano or alto, I should say, then you wait, because who's singing? The bass clef. People on the bass clef are singing. Now, do you see a tenor and an alto? I mean, a tenor and a bass on the bass clef? Is that tenor or bass? It's both. It's just, it's in unison at the on the clef, on the bass clef. They didn't write separate parts, because they really want that to be all the men, right? To really give it effect. And then all of the women. There's not an alto. It doesn't break into parts until closer to the bottom of the song. And then you see the soprano and altos get different notes. But the men never get different notes, because they really want that, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. They want that, all of them, just kind of that real drum beat sound. And they don't want all the harmonies, just the men doing that, right? So that's how it's written. So it's making all of the men sing the same notes. Okay. Everything else is just that you see there. Um, again, there's a lot we could get into. We could get into slurs. Slurs have the little lines on the top. The only other thing I will mention, other than arrest, is this thing. And what's that?
Bird's eye.
It's a bird's eye. And what is a bird's eye?
When you see
a bird's eye. The song leader gets to decide how long you're going to sing. Okay? Probably on Our God He Is Alive, or, you know, if you look, some of these songs, you know, The Great I Am. Some song leaders like to go, and it's like the Bugs Bunny, you know, where he's holding it and all that. Okay? All right? So, when you see a bird's eye coming, some song leaders don't hold it extra at all. They just do whatever's written, they just keep going. And some, for effect, will hold that note, and depending on what congregation you're at. So when you see a bird's eye, you know, you kind of need to pay attention a little bit. I don't know what this guy's going to do. So you kind of watch and see, okay, this is coming up. You know, am I supposed to hold this note or not? Okay. It's truly up to the song leader. So the bird's eye is you hold until it's like the conductor, until they tell you not to, you know, until they tell you to stop. And that's why if you're not using your hands at all or doing any signals, nobody knows. Otherwise, it's like hold until I wink at you or something, right? I mean, there's a hold, and then when you know you're going to close, you know, you can kind of. You start to give a signal that you're going to close it, and then you close it. And then people should stop. Okay? All right. More on that. There's just so much we could get into, but I want to get into leading singing. Okay? Just make sure there's nothing in here I wanted to cover. Okay. Yeah, we're going to get into this. So let's talk about directing, you know, with hand motions. All right, so now I'm going to assume now this has been up here for 2.5 weeks, so hopefully you know enough. I'm erasing all. Okay. Let's do one of the most common that we always start out with, which is four time. What's this?
It's the beats per measure.
How many beats per measure? And this is what note gets the beat? And in this case, it's the quarter note. So every time the song leader moves to a different position with their hand, we should be moving along the measure at the speed of a quarter note. So it's quarter note, quarter note, quarter note, quarter note. Okay, now 4-4 time. Here's the other thing before I do this. No, let's do it. Let's do it like this. So I never do it on a board. Let me do it like this. Okay, this is 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
That's how you do.
From the leader's perspective or from the audience?
Well, hold on. Thank you, Vance. No, we're going to do it from the song leader's perspective. Wait a minute. No, I'm messed up. No, I was right the first time. Okay. So this is 1, 2, 3, 4 from the song leader facing the song leader's way. I want you to do this because I'm trying to help whoever wants to lead singing. And when you're thinking about it, I want you doing it, you know, looking at it like this, okay? So what this is, these are the four beats. Now, you can do it real rigid, and it's one, two, three, four. That's fine. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. You know, once you do it a while, you get a little bit of a bounce, and, you know, so it's one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Now, this is called, like, the power beat is number one. Number one, when I do beat one and I come down on one, where would you expect me to be in the song? The beginning of the measure. Okay? And a measure is the lines. Okay? So, look at 47. That's a fairly simple one. 47. Doxology. Okay, now before we look at, I just want you there, but boys or whoever, men, everyone, ladies, let's just practice for a minute, all right? Everybody can practice, okay? Everyone can practice. We're going to go one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Okay? Just like that. Now, when I come down on one, it's the measure, two, three, four. Measure, two, three, four. Measure, two, three, four. So that one is always the beginning of a measure. It's always the beginning of a measure. And so if you're leading singing and you come down on one and you see that that's not the beginning of the measure, all you really know is that you're not given the right hand signals, okay, that you're off, okay? You're either, your mouth and your brain isn't matched with your hand, which happens all the time, okay? And you're either singing too fast or you're singing too slow, compared to the beat that you're giving. Okay, so it's just a way that the whole congregation, when you see the song leader come down, you shouldn't be singing the word behind the measure, the last of the other one. You need to be at the beginning of the next measure. That's how it keeps everybody together in theory, right? Is that people are watching, they get the beat, you can kind of hear it, you can kind of feel it, you can see doing it, okay? And it's measure, too. So let's do it again. Let's do this one more time. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Now, look at 47. We talked about this before. When you look at 47, doxology, unfortunately, the writers don't always make it easy for us. We don't get to start down with praise God from whom all. Because look at the word praise. The word praise, you look at that quarter note that's above. Where is that in relationship to a measure? Yeah, it's the last quarter note in the measure, because if you look at the end of the song on the treble clef, there's three quarter notes down there. And look, bird's eye. See the bird's eye? This one's got bird's eyes all over it. Okay? Now, so it's called a pickup note. The pickup note at the beginning, when it's up there by itself, that isn't a whole measure. That's a partial measure for the word praise. Because the rest of it is at the end of the song. But what's at the last measure of the song in that pickup note is they are all That's a whole measure. That's four beats. So what does that mean in terms of your hand signal? So if I'm a song leader and I'm going to lead doxology, then, and if I'm supposed to come down at the beginning of the measure, what word am I coming down on?
God.
Okay? God. So I need to be coming down on God. Not literally. Okay? So, which means for me to start the song, if there's one quarter note ahead of me coming down, what's the movement of my hand? It's up. So when I start the song, I'm starting it singing the fourth beat of the last of that of the last beat of that measure. Right? So I go, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Bird's eye. Okay. I like to watch Florence turn red. Okay. All right. So it's praise. That's how you start. Praise on this one. Because it's the fourth. You're on the fourth beat and then one for God. Because that God is the first beat of the measure. Right? So it's praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Is it the beginning of the note where your hand changes motion or the center of the note?
Praise. I mean, I come, it's...
Are you starting praise before you get to the top?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Praise. Because it's... The duration of that note is the whole movement. So from here to here is a quarter note. So I start the word praise right at the beginning, and I'm holding it.
So going down is all God.
Yes. Okay. Praise God, except it's fast. I mean, yeah. That's right. So it's, I sing God when I hit here.
You start singing God. You end.
Because this is the beginning, yeah. So.
You need praise on the line down. And then God
this is for, down. you're, so this is, yeah, one to two. This is the first note, one to two, two to three to four. Yeah, I would say just don't overthink it too much. Just know you need to come down, okay? So what you need to do is when you're saying God, you're always down on that first one, right? So these are all quarter notes. This is why I like doxology, because it's the same rhythm the whole way through. So we're gonna sing the whole first line through creatures here below. And we're all going to practice our hand motion. Okay? All right. So you ready? So we're going to go up for praise, right? So it's praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Now, what I had to do, because of the bird's eye, we held that longer, okay? This time, let's not hold it longer. Let's pretend there's no bird's eye. We're just going to sing through it. Because what happens is you hold it, then you have to do a pickup again, okay? Because then we have praise that's at the end of the next measure. It just makes it more complicated, all right? So let's try it again. So we're going to go. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Okay? Let's do the whole song. All right. Are you guys following?
Yeah.
Sai's going to have a stroke.
So when we get to below, I'm right to be on three.
Yes.
Because I need to come back up.
for praise again. I'm just going to sing it through with no holds, though. We're used to holding that. See, it's still written just as a quarter note, but because it has a bird's eye over it, we always hold that longer. That's how we've learned it. But if you read it, if you sing it just like it's written, you just keep going. So we're just going to keep going. We're going to burn right through it because it gets too confusing when you're trying to learn the hand signals. If we weren't trying to learn the hand signals, it would be easier. Okay, so we're going to go, remember, we're going to go up. So here we go. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's a good one to practice on.
Where did Ghost end
at?
Three.
Okay. I was right.
But you were right. But what I do when you're holding, anytime I hold, I kind of go up, right? Just so everyone can see. Like I wouldn't go Ghost and I'm holding down here. I would kind of hold it so people can see it. Right? That's over time. You build your own style. You get used to it. 4-4. Now let's do 2-2. Okay. Well, let's do 3-4 while we're on it. Let's do 3-4. All right. So I'm erasing. You guys are going to have to take a note or do a tattoo or something on this, right? Because if I'm doing them down here, I can't do them very well. So now we're going to do 3-4. And 3-4 means what?
Three beats a measure.
Three beats a measure. And the same quarter note gets the beat. So now there's just, instead of four in a measure, there's just going to be three in a measure. Okay? And 401. This one's not as... This song's not as, it's We Will Glorify. Everybody knows it, but it's not just all quarter notes. So, but here's how 3-4 goes. It's 1-2-3. All right? So it's 1-2-3. So it's 1-2-3. It's like a triangle just off to the right. 1-2-3. 1-2-3. 1-2-3. Measure, 2-3. Measure, 2-3. Measure, 2-3. Okay? So you can be kind of robotic about it, and, you know, that's fine. Just draw a triangle, if nothing else. I mean, just draw the triangle. Okay? Just 1-2-3. 1-2-3. 1-2-3. I know it's not a triangle. What is it? I don't mean a triangle. It's a half a triangle, whatever. Okay, it's a triangle. It's just not equal sides, whatever. The isosceles triangle. Okay. 1-2-3. 1-2-3. All right. So it's still. Now look at 401. So if you're looking at 401 and you're a song leader, do you have a full measure that you start off with?
No.
No. You have the equivalent, so the quarter note gets the beat. That's what the four means in the time signature. So do you have the equivalent in the pickup part of how many quarter notes?
One.
One, because it's 2/8 notes. 2/8 notes equal a quarter note. So it's actually just like doxology. We just have to do one upbeat, and that's a whole quarter note. It gets a little more complicated when your pickup note is like an eighth note, because it's not even a full, but you don't worry about, you're not going to do a half of a swing with your hand, right? Like no one's going to know. So it's still just a boom, right? What you're really focused on in your head is you just want to be down on that measure, on the first note of the measure. That's what you're really As a song leader, that's what you're looking for, is I come down on the first beat.
You're down on glow. Or
glory. On glow, glorify. Because see, they're eighth note, so it goes a little quicker. So, it's like this. It goes, we will, right, I do. We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I am. We will boom, boom. And see, it just picks up again. So that's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. We will glorify. So it's, we will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I am. Okay. All right. It's a little harder. What happens is, I remember doing this, you get one in your brain, you're like, oh, hey, I got this. And then as soon as you switch to another one, it like scrambles you all together. And then when you go back, it even messes up what you know. So we need to practice this one again. So look. So we know we're going to go, we want to be on glow for glorify, we want to be down. If you're leading singing, don't worry about the pickup so much. We will glory. Just, it doesn't matter, okay? Just make sure that you want to be on glorify. When you hit glorify, you just want to be coming down. That's all you have to worry about. It could be, we will glorify the, right? It just, your hand, you don't have to be like in the perfect place. Just, we will glorify, we'll glorify the King of Kings. So let's try it again. We're going to sing it this time. The whole verse. Ready? We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I am. Right? You kind of feel that. I did a little more emphasis for that first down on each measure. You just kind of want to get that beat right in your head. And that's what helps keep everybody together. And even a song leader, because sometimes the song leaders, you kind of speed up and we slow down. And that's fine as long as everybody's with us. Right? But if this is constant, then that's how the song goes. Okay? That's, everybody should be following that. Okay? Are we good on that one? We need to do a little more on that one. We'll come back. All right, so let's try. I think you might like this one. Actually, let me see here. Let's try 954. Okay, so 954 is what time signature? Okay, so it's, have you heard this song before? Okay, so it's Jesus Love Me, but it's 2-2 time. So that means what? Two beats in a measure, and what note gets the beat? The half note. So think about that. Okay, for those of you who are really mathematical, if my hand is going at this rate, okay, beat, 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 beat. If that's a quarter note every time, you're singing quarter, 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 quarter. That's how fast you're moving across the page, is just a quarter note of music. But if a beat is a half, You're moving two quarter notes every time, right? You're moving across the page faster. If this was, you know, if it was, let's just leave it. But you see, you're moving across the page quicker because more music is on every beat. Okay? If it's a eighth, if it's a 2/8, then each one of these beats is just an eighth note. And so unless you're doing this, okay, that song's not going to be a super fast song. But Jesus Loves Me is actually kind of, it's a little peppy actually. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I mean, it's right? Because I'm doing a half note every movement. Okay. That's how they use time signature to kind of help slow the song up or speed it, slow the song down or speed it up. Okay. Now, 2/2 time, it's kind of nice. Right? It's 1/2. 1/2. So it's 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2. You don't have to do any gyrations or anything like that, okay? It's just 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2. So that one's kind of nice. So if you look at Jesus Loves Me, now, look at Jesus Loves Me. This is extra credit here. So I'm a song leader, and I'm about ready to start Jesus Loves Me. So I'm up here. I'm thinking, okay, I got to get the note right. I got to figure out the time signature. And it's like, okay, it's two beats a measure. A half note gets a beat. I got Brian who's stopping me in the middle of my song. Okay? All right? So now I'm thinking, okay, my hand, and where's my hand supposed to be, and how am I supposed to do this? You just know you want to come down at the beginning of the measure. Is this a whole measure?
Yes. Yeah, those are quarter notes.
It is. That's a whole measure. So finally, I don't have to do a pickup thing with my hand on this song, right? Because there's two beats in a measure, and a half note gets the beat, and there's four quarter notes. And two quarter notes equal a half note. So you've got two half notes worth of music there. Which means, when I start G for Jesus, where's my hand going?
Down.
Down, because I'm at the beginning of the measure. Right? So it's, Jesus loves me. Well, wait a minute. No, sorry. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. So you see, do you see though how quick like a quarter note is on this song compared to doxology? Doxology was praise God from whom? Those are quarter notes, right? And it was going that slow. This is, look how fast a quarter note goes here. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. All right? Were you guys doing that with me? I was like in my own world up here. Staring at my bald spot. Is that what you're doing? Let's do Jesus Loves Me. Let's do Jesus Loves Me one more time. Okay? Never knew Jesus Loves Me was so hard. Okay? So, you can even do this to get people started as a song leader. Okay? Kind of hold. And then you go, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Okay? It just takes practice. It just takes practice. But can you see, though, with your own hand, when you're coming down, that you're at the beginning of the measure, right? That you're kind of getting that okay, I'm coming down at the beginning of the measure. So I'm on track here. I'm doing okay. Okay? All right, that's 2-2. So here's what you do for when your kids, so your both were 4-4. So it's like, you don't worry about this stuff for now, right? Or you can do that. You can do 2-2. So you can cheat, and we'll talk about, you can do it in different ways. You can do 2-2 if they can just get 2-2 down. It's just, you can use 4-4. You're just doing four beats, but you're not coming down at the beginning of the measure. So you can just do 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. That's not technically, right? Because you should go 1-2-3-4-1. The problem, the challenge is that Jesus loves me is going to move faster. But that's okay. It doesn't matter. But the point is practice for lads to leaders. Just practice your time signature. Now, back to what Becky was saying a little bit. Let's look at another one. Look at 977. All right. So time signature there is 6-8, which means six what? Six beats in a measure, and which note is getting the beat? The eighth note. So there's going to be the equivalent, doesn't mean there'll be 6-8 notes, but there will be the equivalent of 6-8 notes in every measure. Okay. What I do, people teach you different on 6-8, okay? But what you'll see a lot, I don't do this, okay? Because you always come down on the first beat. So people go 1-2-3-4-5-6. I messed it up because I never do this. Hold on. 1-2-3-4-5-6. 1-2-3-4-5-6. And they kind of do a, that gets 1-2-3-4-5-6. This really, 4-5-6. Kind of do a, so it's 1-2-3-4-5-6. That's okay. With 6-8, you can do that. There are songs in here, they are 12-8. There's quite a few songs that are 12-8. Okay? And you do 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9, you know, 10. It's really, it's 4-4 time is what you're doing. You're doing 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10-11-12. I don't do that stuff, okay? It gets too, you can't do that. That's like, I'm not a, so even on 6-8, what I do, 1-2-3, and I do it twice. Okay, so what I've already known, I already know 3-4 time, so I just do 1-2-3-4-5-6. The downside of that, if everybody, and we do have one person in particular who's like a music PhD or whatever who comes occasionally. I forget what her name is. What's her name?
Oh, Riley.
Riley. Okay, she's like, so she, I actually think sometimes, okay, I'm not doing this right, but I know I'm not doing it right, but I don't really care. But most people aren't going to know that I'm not coming down at the beginning of the measure because it's just easier to do 1-2-3 twice. So I'll do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, I look like I'm Bruce Lee. Okay? It's just, I just don't want to do that. All right? So this is where you move to practical, which is what Becky was saying with 4-4 or whatever, even if you just do 2-2 time until you can learn 4-4. At some point, when you get older, I would learn 4-4 because it's really common and it's better. Okay? So... There you go. I haven't heard that one. I haven't heard that one. So I said 977. So let's try 6-8. We know this song, Why Do You Wait, Dear Brother? Okay. And I'm going to do the two threes. Okay, I'm doing 2-3 beats, like 3-4 time. I'm not going to do the 6 beats. All right? Now, so look at this. So now I think, all right, I know I'm supposed to be down on brother. Okay? Now, I can sit here and do all the math, but here's just another thing I do. It doesn't matter. I just go, why do you wait, dear? And you can just come down on brother. Okay? No, nobody knows. What they need to know is that you're going to start. So you can just go, why do you wait, dear brother? Oh, why do you tarry so long? Boom. All right. But if you were going to do it, let's figure it out. So there's 2/8 notes. That's one beat. No, sorry. The eighth is a beat. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wait a minute, that is a whole measure.
It is a whole measure.
Sorry, I didn't think it was a whole measure. That is a whole measure. So good, so we can start with Y. So we come down on Y, okay? So we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, but it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, because we're going to cheat. So let's start with this song, and we're going to sing Why Do You Wait? I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to do the first two lines.
You want to call it that third measure, has a dotted quarter note, so you hold it 3 beats. That's why that's a full measure.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to start with this, okay? So I'm going to hold my hand and get everybody ready. And then I'm going to go, I take a breath, right? Breath, and then it's why. Okay, so we're going to go, why do you wait, dear brother? Ah, hold on. Hold on a second. Why do you wait, dear brother? See, it's fast. It's fast. So here's how I cheat. I actually don't do 3-3 time. Now I know what I do on this particular song. I do 1-2. No, I do 1-2. I even do it worse. I do this. I do 3 of those per measure. I just go, why do you wait, dear brother? Oh, why do you tarry so long? Because it's going fast. It's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. It's really 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That is really fast to do with your hand. That's how fast that song's going. It's 6 beats. It's 6 beats in a measure. Right? So, yeah, think about trying to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Why do you wait, dear brother? Oh, why do you tarry so long? The Savior is waiting to give you a place in his sanctified throng. But I'm still always coming down at the beginning of a measure. Okay? I'm always still coming down at the beginning of a measure. Right? Okay. What time is it? Oh, wait. We're way over. We're done. Someone's supposed to tell me. Okay, we're done.
I was about to fall out the
window. Okay. Just, you guys should have shot a flare.
We're all at Bronx.
All right, so next week, here's what I would say. Next week, let's literally do some of the Lazo Leader songs. Okay, so everyone, we'll do it. We'll talk about pitch. You'll have to decide what's age appropriate for your kid, how much you want them to do this year, next year, and you just keep building, okay? I'm really sorry I went over. I wasn't paying attention. Okay, that's it. Thank you.